Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to remember those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must henceforth be forever cast into the abyss of dead names. In this moment of our remembrance, we prove with great grief and wailing the sincerity of our noble tolerance. What we once wrongly allowed in the ignorance of white privilege has become the cleansing rite of virtue signaling we use to prove our purity. Join with me now as we remember those we've lost. First, the term bullpen. As we cautiously watch baseball's World Series with half an eye closed in disgust at the iconography of the team from Atlanta and the horrible chants of their fans, it is important to recognize a speciesist injustice smack in the middle of the outfield. For decades, the space where pitchers warm up has been called the bullpen, but as people for the ethical treatment of animals reminded us this week, a bullpen is a place where cattle are gathered for the slaughter, a ghastly word for the location of a mass murder. As such, the term bullpen has no place in the America pastime, and we must find alternate descriptors. Just as a new relief pitcher is brought in when the starter becomes counterproductive, a new word should be brought in to relieve the vulgarity of bullpen. A much more uplifting and not at all awkward term, PETA suggests that we put in a call to the arm barn instead. So brilliant, so pro-farm, so honoring of the domicile of livestock and the essential relief they bring to us. Plus, it rolls off the tongue. This call to the arm barn, brought to you by Merriam-Webster, redefining reality in favor of animals for over a century. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend!
Wish I could see.
Second, Representative Jim Banks for his awful transphobic hate speech. Transgender Health and Human Services Assistant Secretary Rachel Levine was recently promoted to Admiral in the Public Health Service Commission Corps and making her the first four-star female in the service as well as the first transgender four-star. In response, Representative Banks tweeted, quote, "The title of first female four-star officer gets taken by a man," end quote. A clear effort to dead-gender her. Luckily for the rest of us, his bigotry was short-lived as Twitter suspended his account for violating their hateful conduct policy, which includes targeted misgendering or dead-naming of transgender individuals. What Banks either does not understand or else refuses to understand is that in order for me to be fully free to choose my own gender identity, no one else must ever be allowed to choose the words they use to speak about my gender identity. In order for my view of myself to be fully realized, your voice must affirm my self-identification. As with all linguistic enlightenment, my choices take away your choices. Now, some people may think this is an infringement of free speech, but nothing could be farther from the truth. In reality, this is a maximizing of my freedom to speak my own identity by forcing you to speak it about me. This is the most free speech thing there could be. How could anything be simpler? Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend!
Finally, the word aliens, used for visitors from another planet. In a recent service, we honored the loss of the term alien in California, where Gavin Newsom has stripped it from the state statutes because of its othering effect on visitors from other nations. But now, thought guru Demi Lovato has shown us how mean and condescending the term is when used for visitors from other worlds. As she said in an interview, quote, "I think we have to stop calling them aliens because aliens is derogatory for anything. That's why I like to call them ETs." What Lovato has done is to remind us that while we are working so hard to create a kinder, juster, more linguistically evolved society here on Earth, we must always prepare ourselves for the time when we either discover or are discovered by life forms from other planets. Since we can only assume they have feelings as fragile as ours, we want to be sure Earth is a safe space in which they feel welcomed and not marginalized by the use of any offensive terms. As for the concern that these celestial visitors might not come with the same sort of progressive intentions we would have for them, Lovato says, "If there were beings that could harm us, we would have been gone a long time ago. I think they're looking for nothing but peaceful encounters and interactions. If people should not be called aliens, then neither should aliens be called aliens. Woe unto all who offend."
Woe unto all who offend!
And now, with these cleansing rites performed, may we all go forth in loving tolerance and microaggress no more. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend!